It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with episode 42 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Tony, a little bit different this week.
Yeah, a little different format. Not a lot of local stuff going on with the conclusion of the high school sports season, but still a lot of interesting things to talk about, and always we'll like to talk about our sponsors.
Yeah, and one of the main sponsors we have, and we appreciate them so much for all they do and all they've done ever since we started, the Walker Enterprises. And first of all, you know what number is associated with Walkers? 777
of many numbers.
Yeah,
they're clinic 642-4103, but
that's true. that's a different number.
That's exactly
that's
right.
When you're hungry, right?
That's right.
Yeah, but 777, they got you covered 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at their clinic with all kinds of services there: DOT physicals, drug screens, workers' compensation, employment physicals, wound care, fracture care, joint injections, minor skin lacerations, IV fluids and antibiotics, and all other kinds of services there. They're there for all you need, and if you need them 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., just call 870-584-3000, option 6, and you will talk to a person.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And, you know, we kind of move on to Simple Simons Pizza, man, and if you want to eat healthy, that's the place in Sevier County to eat healthy, man. Salad bar there is outstanding. It's always fresh. It's always crisp. It's important to me for my salad to be cold. It's always cold. It is an awesome place to eat. And they're running a special right now, Greg, called the Aloha. Say hello to any large specialty pizza for $16.99. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, so if you don't want to eat healthy, you can eat an Aloha. You can say Aloha and get you a pizza for $16.99
well,
a large.
What I like to do is I like to trick my brain and eat a salad and then eat all that pizza.
Oh, okay.
And I think that I've somehow ate healthy.
Yeah, you fill up a little bit there. Maybe you don't eat quite as much, right?
Maybe that's
but,
exactly.
But right. I still think that we all ought to try the Big Beast sometime.
Oh, I think it's
Beast
a great
Feast.
Idea.
Yeah, that we need to do that.
All this finals action going on.
That's exactly right. Also, continue to talk about the Walker Enterprises. You got Ayers Cleaners.
That's right.
Located over on Gilson Avenue, there, and they're open Saturday mornings now for pickup and delivery. So anything you need pressed, cleaned. Whatever you need that way, cleaning wise, they can take care of it for you. Just go see them on Gilson Avenue.
Yep. And Leopard Care Clinic, I'm not sure if they are doing anything up there right now with school being out, but normally open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You know, the Queen just came off an outstanding academic year, and I think that you can attribute a lot of that because so many hours that would ordinarily be lost learning, administrating, teaching, all there because Leopard Care Clinic is there.
That's right. Both for the, you know, not only for the students, the teachers also.
That's right.
Really helpful. And last, well, not even last, but next, they also have the clinic over at Dirks,
that's
which
right.
They've got finished up, I believe, now. They've got, you know, all kinds of things. They've got three exam rooms now over there, and it's just really nice. New facility. They've remodeled it all, and it looks good.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And outstanding for those people in Derrick's to be able to have that quality of health care so close by.
Yeah.
You can't have great health care too close by.
That's right. All of North Howard County.
That's right.
And lastly, but not leastly, the Cutting Room and Company.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't really help me much, but.
I get my hair cut there.
Yeah. And, you know, but a great place for both the men and the ladies to go for all their hair care needs.
Yeah.
And they do a wonderful job there. And of course, Angie and all her staff just are great, great sponsors of our show. We appreciate Dr. Walker and Angie and all they do, not only for our show, but in this community.
They do. Outstanding job in this community. Had a big hand in the Senior Citizens Day that we just had, and it was outstanding turnout and great services provided to our senior citizens, and I just can't say enough. I mean, we could be here the rest of the show just talking about what the walkers do for our community.
That's exactly right. And I don't think Angie ever sleeps. I don't know what. I think she takes off once a quarter and sleeps for a week, and then she stays awake for the next quarter. Anyway, to move on, we appreciate y'all so much and everything you do. Moving on to the NBA, your team, the team you took against the rest of the league when I wouldn't do it, is up 2-0 over Dallas. And I'm looking, their next game's for Wednesday.
Yeah.
And your question is it over? And my answer is yes.
You think it is over?
It's over.
The Dallas can't win 4 out of 5.
They can win one. They'll win.
They're going to get it done.
They're going to win the next game.
Okay. Well, if they don't win the next game, they're going to get swept.
No.
You don't think so? You don't?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
if they don't win.
Yeah, do not win the next game, they're going to get swept. Vegas does have them as a 1.5-point favorite to win Wednesday. And I guess the thinking is, you know, Boston did not play very well in game two. They didn't shoot the ball well and still got out of there with a, 8-9-point victory. And I don't know, man.
You know, as a Mavericks fan, and I'm saying that because what I'm about to say is going to be very one-sided. I think the big play, the Mavericks were coming back at the end of the game. If you watch the game, and I can't remember who it was, they went up for a dunk, and he got fouled.
Oh, he did. It was a foul.
And they did not call
that.
Got
pushed in the back.
Yeah. They didn't call it, and that ended the game right there, I think.
Did. They were down 5 at the time.
Yep.
Assuming you don't make the shot, you get through free throws. Now it's a one possession game, and then you don't know.
Yeah.
But that was a missed call. Looked like the blocks up top were fairly clean, but there was definitely a push in the back that was not called.
Well, and I know I'm an old timer. I still think there's too much physicality in basketball. A little bit's okay. But, I mean, when you go up and you – just because you block the ball cleanly up high, if you run into their body and knock them off, their stride, that's still a foul to me.
Right.
And I don't see them calling that a lot.
Well, if I was a Mavericks fan, the thing I would be the most upset with or give me the least hope of Lucas played pretty well.
Yeah, he has.
He had 32 points in game two, and you still lost by 7.
Yeah.
So
Kyrie's choking.
I wasn't going to say that, but you're right.
Yeah.
Kyrie is choking. And the Celtics just have, they don't depend on one guy. Tatum, he's had nothing but good nights so far in the postseason. But if he doesn't, Brown, or Holiday, and they're just a tough customer.
Yeah, they really are. One bright spot for the Mavericks that as an Arkansas fan I'm proud of, Daniel Gafford has played pretty well both the first two games.
He has. Bring him up here. I noticed him playing the other night. He plays outstanding defense.
Mm-hmm.
And did he play that good of defense when he was at Arkansas?
He did.
Did he? Okay. Yeah. Well, he plays outstanding defense. He got 9 rebounds in game two as well. So he's given the Celtics, the Mavs, some good minutes. But
he's not enough. He can't score enough.
No, he can't score enough.
But he does help them on defense.
He does.
But, I know I mentioned the referee in there just a minute, and so I can't help but mention this, too. Went to a summer league game for my granddaughter this weekend, left at halftime of the finals because I could not watch it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, the refereeing is so bad. And I don't know why they do that. What they do is they allow players to do things that make them lazy, that make them, learn things that are not – when they don't call that way in games, in real games.
Right.
And so I don't know – I understand letting them, maybe put their hand on them 40 foot from the basket or something. Okay. I can live with that. But when you're making calls from 3/4 of the court away, and you know how I feel about that. I've always, the deal is, you may be right. But you don't know.
No.
And if you don't know, you don't make a call.
No, we talk about that on the radio a lot,
yeah.
Especially in a three-man rotation like in Arkansas they have with the officials. A guy 30 or 40 feet makes a call that a guy 3 or 4 feet away didn't make.
Yeah.
And you think,
what's the deal?
Well, and if I was that guy 3 or 4 feet away, I'd be thinking, what's the deal?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can see that better than you can.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing about this is, you know, at one time, you know, I used to think that all these tournaments were like, you know, some kind of charity organization making money, raising money for something. These people are doing it to make a living, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about that. That's what they're doing. And, you know, that basically the way I figured it out, they made between $10,000 and $15,000 last weekend.
That's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. So go get some referees. You know,
who's calling?
And to give the
high school kids or?
No. I mean, they're not high school kids, but they got two people they call all day long, never get a break. And you know how they run those games.
Oh, my.
Never get a break. So basically what they're doing is walking. You know, and so they never get.
And the most important games of the day are played at the end.
Yeah, that's right. When they're worn out.
Yeah, you look like it. You'd at least bring some people in for the end of the day.
Yeah,
that are fresh.
Anyway, I did let them know how I felt before I left. which, by the way,
you weren't asked to leave, were you?
No, I was not asked to leave. But when I watched Ellie do a crossover dribble and go in and shoot a layup, and they called her for double dribble, and the girl that called her from was at the what I call the 28-foot line on the other end.
Wow.
And you know, when she did that, I said, "What was that?" She just looked at me, you know. So and I just left.
Right.
But anyway, enough about summer league ball. But you know, it's just the way it is. But let's move on for a second to hockey, and the team that I thought was going to win all the times in the lead.
Yes, yeah, you were right on that. You know, I kind of thought that. None of the teams. I really thought the Rangers were going to win the whole thing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
but. But the Panthers have been tough to deal with. They shut the Ed Oilers out. I think that was Saturday, and mm-hmm. Now they have a 2-0 lead. Now they got three straight games in Edmonton, and is it over for the Oilers?
Yes.
So there's no sense in watching any more postseason stuff because they're both series are over.
Yes.
I tend to agree with you.
I mean, if that's the only reason you're watching it because you think there's a chance that the other team's going to win, I can't tell you how many. Edmonton can score so well, which they didn't show.
Right.
But they can score so well, I can't tell you how many games they're going to win. They may win two.
Right.
But I think that's probably max. Two games is their win because the Panthers goalie is amazing.
He is. And, you know, I don't know enough about hockey. I just know enough to be dangerous. But I know that Skinner is the Oilers' mm-hmm. Goalie, and he's had a lot of goals scored on him. But the people who know a lot about hockey says it's not all his fault because the people around him, around the net, aren't playing very well either.
Right.
And that is where the Panthers are wearing the Oilers out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's interesting to watch. I think you're right. I think probably the Panthers are going to win it all. It's just a matter of how many. And I really think, barring Dallas winning Wednesday, the NBA series is – it could. I called the Celtics, and I may call a sweep.
Yeah.
Because it's just
– Well, if Dallas doesn't win Wednesday night, I think it is a sweep. Now, if Dallas wins, you know, I'm going to say –
What about all those people that say it's rigged and then – one team goes out and sweeps another and could do it dominating every game. And then you tell me that a sport is rigged. That's what the NBA wants. They want the Celtics to win four dominant times and Dallas not even to be in the series. That's not what the NBA wants.
Well, they don't even want Dallas in the finals.
Probably not.
No. If they want where the most TVs are, right?
Well,
and there's a lot of TVs in Dallas, but I don't know how many of them turn to the – Mavericks. but anyway.
Pretty good run, though, for Dallas in sports.
Yes.
The Rangers are world champions. The Stars went to the conference finals. The Mavericks are in the NBA finals.
Yeah.
So where's that leave you Cowboys?
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
There you go. There you go. You heard it here first, folks.
And I am joking about that. I don't know what they're going to do. Did you see where they're trying to trade CeeDee Lamb now?
I did.
What's the deal?
I would love for the Steelers to end up with him.
Yeah. So would every other team. You know, I mean, there's no way you can't. Who can be better than him? And it's about money.
Oh, it is.
That's all it's about.
They are cash strapped.
Uh-huh. Yep.
They'll have Micah Parsons for one more year, and then they've got to renegotiate with him. Mm-hmm. And I read an article the other day, and, you know, I mean, everything I read's got a pro-Pittsburgh slant, but he said he'd love to play for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I don't know. Dallas could get it all together, and maybe they've got a plan, and they're going to bring it all back together, but, boy, it just seems like they're flying apart.
I don't – if they've got a plan – I can't figure out what it is, which I'm not the smartest guy in the world. And you know, Jerry Jones has made more money in one day than I'll make in my entire lifetime. So right. I can't, you know, I don't know that I can argue with him about making money. I do think that he's way too involved in the football part of it. And that's probably the biggest problem they have. And I'm not saying right now, that's okay. If you want to be involved in it and you want Dak Prescott to be your quarterback and you decide that's who it is, now you got to let the coaches coach.
Right, right.
And I don't think they do that.
No. I think that you're right. I think that it's not good, although the Patriots made it work for a little while with Belichick being the general manager, you know, and the coach, and the owner kind of just took a very hands-off approach. Dallas is kind of the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. They really have no general manager. They have an owner that probably meddles too much and a coach that doesn't have enough control.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, he may have too much control.
The coach?
Yeah.
Oh.
For that particular coach. I just don't think that much of him.
Well, but I think that's how you end up with Mike McCarthy.
That's right.
That there's better candidates out there, but how many want to tolerate somebody like Jerry Jones as their owner?
That's right.
You know, they probably could have had Bill Cowher at one time.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, you know who is amazing? The Queen Animal Hospital.
That's exactly right. They are.
Yep. And also Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, both owned by Kenny and Jennifer Martin, and the greatest people and great supporters of the podcast, and we appreciate them so much. The Queen Animal Hospital, located at 1690 Highway 70 West in the Queen, 870-642-8387. From large or small, they'll take them all.
Well, you know, got to see them Sunday. Went to the Chinese to eat, and they were causing a fracas in the Chinese restaurant.
That doesn't surprise me. Apparently, Cade was there.
Had the whole family there.
Yeah.
And
no food left on the buffet. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's great. But not only here, they got Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. They have boarding. They do take care of your pets, from vaccinations to if they're sick, anything is wrong with them. You know, they're just so great to help you out. And the way they are with your animals is, I really appreciate that.
Yes, they are. They treat them like their own, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, moving on, Tony, something we were going to talk about earlier, but we got kind of sidetracked and didn't talk about. 42nd episode.
Yeah.
What about the number 42?
Well, the number 42 has been a pretty good one to the sports world. Probably best known Jackie Robinson. I mean, there's a day where all of baseball wears number 42. Mm-hmm. It's a little trivia question for you, Greg. Who was the last person to wear 42 before it was retired?
Well, you know, I know the answer to that. And you know why?
Well, let's give everybody just a second to think of it. We'll go through the rest of them and then we'll take an answer. So everybody out there, think about who was the last person to wear 42 before they retired it. Because I wouldn't have known. I hadn't looked it up. Ronnie Lott.
Yep.
Some people will say one of, if not the best defensive back, at least in Super Bowl history. if not in the history of the NFL. James Worthy, great basketball player for the LA Lakers. Paul Warfield, one of my dad's
loved to watch him.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns and Miami Dolphins was good for both of them. So a lot of good 42s out there, Greg. What about that trivia answer?
Well, the answer to that is Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, the Sandman.
Yeah, Yankees closer extraordinaire. He and I would not have known that if you hadn't told me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
No way I would have known that. But, you know, to get your number retired in all of baseball and what Jackie Robinson did deserves it.
Yeah.
Not saying it doesn't, but, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. Well, there's a push right now to do the same thing with Roberto Clemente's number 21 because of what he has meant to the Dominican ball players. But it is really a fitting tribute. If you ever watch the movie 42, you realize some of the things that Jackie Robinson had to endure to play professional baseball and how much he was a trailblazer for everybody that came behind him. And it was not an easy thing to do.
And the movie was probably nicer than it really was.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
They probably couldn't put how it really was in the movie.
No, that's exactly right. But 42, big number in sports.
Yeah, it is.
Big number in sports. But you had something you wanted to talk about, and you know a lot more about this than I do, so I'm going to let you kind of lead this off.
Well, probably every teenager and – 20, 30-year-old and me, 59. There may be a few of us out there. I play video games. It's kind of my stress reliever to play video games. I only own two or three. Coincidentally, they're all sports games. But there's been a college football game out since 2014, mainly because of NIL likeness thing. Players didn't feel like they were getting compensated for their likeness being in these games and things like that, like they were at the professional ranks. And it took 10 years, but EA Sports is coming out with EA Sports College Football 25. Now, what's interesting about 25 is all the players are getting paid. If you play Division I college football, you're going to get a check. And it could vary a little bit, but the average player is getting a check for about $700 to play, which I think is pretty cool to be compensated to be in a video game. They could have put me in there for free, by the way.
So do you have to play?
What do you mean?
Well, so like if I'm on the Arkansas Razorbacks roster, you get a check.
Yeah, there's a few players that have opted out. Archie Manning opted out, and it's probably insane the money amount they threw at him to be in the game, but he opted out. He's not going to be in the game, and I don't know if it's going
to
be.
He doesn't want to be a backup.
Maybe so. Yeah, I don't know who the quarterback will be in his spot, but these games have always been when you could go in and edit them too.
So, yeah,
you could probably go in and make up Archie Manning. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to keep people from doing that.
Well, what I was thinking was I could start a new career and just do taxes for college athletes.
Yeah. There you go, man.
Because they're making money and it's coming at them from so many different directions. How are they going to know how to handle all that?
Man, I was talking to somebody about this NIL thing the other day. As a matter of fact, it was my buddy Jim Gardner. And I was saying, this money's coming from so many different places so fast and nobody knows where it's coming from and nobody's keeping track of it. It's too late to put it all back in the bottle. You ain't never going to get it back in the bottle.
No.
There's just no way. But it is interesting that every player that plays major college football is going to make, on the average, about $700, some a little more, some a little less, to be in this EA Sports College Football 25. But the schools have also got money because, when you put your school in the game, there's a tremendous amount of things you get with that. For instance, the Razorbacks, they have a logo, they have a fight song, they have a stadium, they have a mascot, and all those things will be in the game. And they've compensated each school. Now, the way they got these tiers, the way these schools are compensated, are based on performance. But I would imagine each of these schools are given the same amount of themselves. So I'm not sure why I wasn't the same all the way around. But I did get managed to get my hands on a list of the tiering of the teams. And Arkansas and Marshall both stand to make about $40,000 from being in the game. But if you're Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Notre Dame, you're going to make $100,000.
Rich get richer.
Yeah. And believe it or not, there's a tier, a big tier, behind Marshall and Arkansas. Matter of fact, the fourth tier is the biggest tier, and that's only making $10,000 off being in the game. And supposedly based on performance in the AP polls over the last 10 years or so, but even some big schools in that last tier, like Texas Tech is in there, Maryland is in there, Duke is in there, Rutgers is in there. So just because you're in the Big 10 or the Big 12 doesn't mean you scored big in the EA Sports College Football game money bonanza. So,
when you look at this whole list, can you tell me who the biggest surprise to you is?
I would say Iowa being in the first tier is the biggest surprise to me.
Well, and the biggest one to me is Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Oklahoma State in the first tier is definitely a surprise.
I mean, because if they – I mean, I know they've been close, but if they actually won their conference
– I don't think so. I think
– maybe once in the last 10 years.
I think I saw a stat the other day, and Oklahoma State could be the outlier, but in the last 12 years, Texas or Oklahoma had won the Big 12 10 times.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought too. So I don't think that, you know, that one kind of surprised me. I think one of the things that you got to realize when you do this too, which let's put it this way, and I know that $100,000 means a lot more to Marshall than it does to Alabama, but the difference between $60,000 is not going to make or break either one of them.
No.
It's not going to change the way their departments are going to work. It's just a little bit of extra money.
And the truth of the matter is, these schools, they want to be in the game.
Yeah.
They would probably be suing if they were left out of the game. So they're doing them a favor by compensating them.
Right.
For being in the game. And I'm sure that's just to keep from not getting sued down the road because you left something out. But it is interesting that this video game is one of the most anticipated video games that's come out in the history of video games. It comes out July. I think the first version, you could pay extra and get it on July 16th. I think everybody will have it July the 19th. And they're dishing out a lot of money in advance because they know this thing's going to be hotter than a firecracker.
What's the cost?
The cost is, if you buy the standard game, it's $69.
That's not too bad.
No. There's a mid-level one, and when I talk about, they're all the same game, but, in all these video games now, these video game companies make money by selling you little extras, where you can beef up your team and play online and stuff like that. So there's a mid-pack of that and a high-pack of that. I think the high-pack of that is somewhere like $129. The middle one's like $99. I just buy the standard one. I mean, I do play online sometimes, for the most part, I'll just take Marshall University, and just play a dynasty, what they call a dynasty with them, keep playing season after season, make my own schedule, recruit my own kids. And I find it enjoyable, and it is a way to, I don't know if it's the healthiest way to let off steam or stress, but it works for me.
It's a way.
It is a way.
Everybody's got to have their own way, right?
That's exactly right.
Yep. So anything else on that?
No. No, I think we've covered that pretty good, which leads us to our next thing. Now they're talking about this, what we'll call Super League, even more and more now. And, the reason I think Razorback fans need to be concerned about this because how big this Super League is definitely going to have an impact whether Arkansas is in or out.
I think so, too. I when you look at the Super League, and we'll just, you and I have been talking about this for 5 years.
Yes.
About it going to happen. And it's coming sooner rather than later. And so here's how – this is just a reporter for the Sporting News. He went and figured out who he thinks will be in the top 40, which is what he's saying the Super League's going to be, which to me makes no sense. It's either going to be 32 or 48 because of the play-in stuff, you know, how you play.
Right.
You know, I think that's – but anyway, we'll go with what he's got for – so first –
for argument's sake.
Yeah, for the first consideration was revenue. So you know it's about money, right? So you're going to get the guys making the most money. And the second part is winning percentage. Yeah. And he ranked them from the top team in both of those, revenue earned and winning percentage, 1 through 40. Okay, that's how he did it. National championships, you get 10 points. NFL draft picks, 1 to 40. So if you're Alabama, you're going to get a lot more points and you're going to get ranked up higher than Arkansas is.
Right.
Because of draft picks. Academic progress rate, which I don't know how that really matters. But it's ranked the same way. Right. You know, so who's that going to put up there? Duke's going to get really high in that, right?
Right.
But they're not – I mean, I don't really think that's going to happen. But when you look at it, and I'm not going to read – you think I should read all 40 of them?
Well, there's definitely some shockers on there. I'll say that.
Well,
yeah. I mean, yeah, read them all.
Okay. Well, would you – here, let's talk about – we'll do the top 10, and then we'll read – and we'll talk about them.
Okay.
So the number one's Alabama. Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Clemson. Number four, Michigan. Number five, Georgia. Number six, LSU. Number seven, Oklahoma. Number eight, Wisconsin. Number nine, Florida State. And there's a tie for 10th between Florida, Notre Dame, and Washington.
No shockers there.
No, I think I think what you see there, and not that it's going to bring them out, but I think Clemson's on their way down that list.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of them, probably there for good.
Clemson's not kept up with the time.
No. No, they hadn't. NIL and portals killing them. And I think that's being shown.
Yes.
And it's probably why Dabo Swinney didn't get the Alabama job.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. So anyway, not a lot of surprises there. Let's go to the next 10, which starts with 13, actually. Penn State, Auburn, Utah, Oregon, Texas, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Iowa.
Ole Miss surprised you that high?
A little bit, yeah.
I would say if there's two shockers in that second 10, it's Ole Miss and Utah.
Yeah, I think and I understand Utah a little bit, but, I mean, the thing about where does Ole Miss get – I mean, do they have a lot of NFL players?
I don't think they have an abundance of them.
So I'm going to say their graduation rate's probably not any higher than anybody else's. Right? I'm just saying, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't want to discourage our one Ole Miss fan out there, but I think you're right. I don't think that's what's pushing them up, no.
Well, and their revenue, you know, their revenue is going to be basically the same as Arkansas's. We'll use them as a comparison.
Right.
I don't think their graduation rate's any better than Arkansas's. I may be wrong about that. I don't know. I didn't look.
It seems high for
Yeah,
me.
It seems high to me.
It seems like they would be in the same boat Arkansas is.
Yeah. Now, their winning percentage in the last few years has been a little higher.
Yeah.
But you know, not as high as you'll see where Arkansas is in just a minute. Of course, Utah, you know, has the advantage of playing where they play.
Right.
And I think that helps them. But, well, and they're, you know, you got Utah, you got BYU.
Well, what's going to be the impact on those Pac-10 teams now? UCLA, USC, Washington, Oregon, they're not going to skip a beat moving to the Big Ten as far as perception. But what about the Utahs who have switched to the Big 12 and Arizona switched to the Big 12, Arizona State? And then, you know, it's a Washington State and Oregon State. They still don't even have a home yet, do they?
No.
Are they trying to get in the Mountain West?
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way the Pac-12 flew apart. And as quickly as it happened, that's what showed me whatever's down the road that we think is 5 and 2 years down the road could be 2 or 3 months down the road. Maybe. I mean, they they could throw this together and start it, not maybe not this season, but next season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah, it could happen quicker. We're going to get to some that are interesting now, I think, starting with this 10, which is 21 through 30. Boise State, USC, Missouri, Cincinnati, Air Force, Minnesota, Michigan State, South Carolina, and a tie with Miami, Florida, and Virginia.
I don't get the Air Force.
Well, let's start off at 21. Boise State?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they've had some big wins.
Yeah.
But when you start taking all that stuff, I mean, you take a revenue?
Well, if Boise State is that attractive, why didn't the Big 12 or the Pac 12?
Well, they don't want to go to Idaho. and get beat.
Yeah.
You know, right. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of like Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, I consider those two schools, you know, they got the same
perception.
They're not big schools, and they'll beat you.
Yeah.
So
they'll take your check and beat you.
That's right. That's right. And you know, but to have Boise State higher than USC is surprising.
I totally agree with that.
And then you got these three. I'm going to group these three together to talk about them. Missouri, Cincinnati, and Air Force. I wouldn't have put any of those in my top 40.
Me either.
And I know they did it by a certain deal, but how can Missouri be – let's see. They're 23rd. They're tied for 23rd. I'm looking at the next 10 just because
–
how can they be ahead – Tennessee's number 31.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't see that.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, so we're going to talk about something at the end that's going to overrule a lot of this stuff anyway, and where we may get in trouble too.
Think about the schools that are on this list.
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So now, anybody else you want to talk about in that 10?
Well, I don't understand the Air Force.
I grouped them. Cincinnati Air Force. Outlier. Yeah, that's not – I don't understand that at all.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure I understand Virginia.
Nah, me either.
Not there.
No, not there. I would classify Virginia down where I would have thought Arkansas would be, 40 to 48 if there's 48 teams. If there's 32, I think the Razorbacks are out. If there's 40, they may barely get in. At 48, they're surely in.
Yeah.
That's the way I think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the next one, 31, you got Tennessee leading there at 31. Northwestern, Louisville. You kidding me? They're a basketball school, right? Mississippi State, number 34. TCU, number 35. Kentucky, number 36. Arkansas, number 37. North Carolina and University of Central Florida tied for 38, and Wake Forest at number 40. Now, one of the things that this tells me when you look at this and the way he did this, and you know, I hadn't checked his numbers, but I'm going to assume that they can be checked and they check out.
Right.
Is that me, as an Arkansas fan, think a lot more highly of ourselves than what we actually rank out.
Yeah, and that's probably true of most fan bases.
Yeah.
It's definitely true of the Mountaineers.
But, when you look at this, I mean, you're looking at – there's probably only two or three teams left. I mean, you got Vanderbilt left that didn't make that.
Right.
What other team?
Did you say Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were in the top 10.
Okay, that's what I. Okay.
Yeah. So what other team's not in there?
From the SEC.
I don't. I think every one of them are, and I think we're the last one, other than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, other than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I really think they're all in there. I may be wrong, but you got right here. You got Arkansas and Kentucky right ahead of them. Mississippi State ahead of them. Tennessee ahead of them.
Where was South Carolina?
Yeah, they're on up here. They're number 28.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So Missouri's in there. So those would be the only teams I would think that wouldn't be in there. Now I'm not. You know, I ain't gone back and look at all of them. But there's Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Texas now. You know,
so
Auburn.
So his 40 teams, 15. Our SEC. Is that correct? Is there 16 teams in the SEC?
Yes.
So more than a third
yeah.
of his teams are SEC.
Yeah. And it's this is what it says. ACC has 7 schools, according to this. Big Ten had 11. Big 12 had 4. SEC 15.
Yeah.
So every one of them are there.
And the only group of 5 was Boise. No, Air Force is a group of 5 as well.
Yeah.
So, man, if I was going to say two, if you told me 2 group of 5 teams was going to make the top 40, Boise been one of them, Air Force would not have been the other.
No. And you know, one
like
of
Fresno State.
Yeah, let's see if I can find. I want to find this here. Okay. Let me look at something real quick here.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking because I want to make a point here that I think's gonna hurt us. Let me find.
Well, you think about who wasn't in it that I might have thought was Kansas. Was not in it, right?
Right.
Which means Kansas State was not in it. Iowa State was not in it.
Well, one of the things where I think they're missing is, and I know it may be kind of figured in with total revenue, but I think they're missing the TV exposure.
Right.
Because that's gonna affect total revenue at some point in time. If you got Missouri and you got Arkansas in there, but you leave out Houston.
Right. Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest
markets out there.
Yeah. And you know, and you got.
Was SMU in there?
No. And that, there's somebody else that's going to be in there,
The SMU is going to be in whatever it is. They're going to be. They've got such a wealth of money to draw from. They've got the resources. They've got the TV sets. SMU. You know, everybody thought the ACC was crazy when they took SMU in. They weren't crazy. Were crazy like a fox because if the ACC survives long enough to see the benefits of having SMU, that's going to be a good move.
Which is interesting. SMU's not even the top 80.
Yeah. See, I don't know what he, I don't know what.
Well, that's just the way he did it, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, when you talk about some of these schools, and I think that's one of the biggest things that's going to happen, you know, because the revenue that you produce is going to be based on television sets that are turned on to these games
right.
in the future.
Right.
So if you're running Missouri and Arkansas, or you can run Houston and SMU.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
And that's gonna make more revenue in the future. So that's the one thing I think they're missing. And I think that's where we drop down as Razorbacks.
Well, and as much investment as Arkansas has made in basketball over the last 3 months or so, it makes you wonder if the people on the Hill, they know this is coming and they've made their decision where they're going to put their eggs.
Well, you know, I think we'll know that after this year.
Yeah,
because I think basically Sam Pittman's a lame duck. Because I don't see with the schedule we got, there's no way we can better our record maybe one game. If you know, and we could be a lot better and still not better our record.
Right.
And that's what it's all going to boil down to.
Right. What'd they go last year?
4-8. Was it 4-7? 4-8?
4-8, something.
4-8, yeah. 4-8. And I don't see him winning more than 4 games this year.
Well, if he gets the 6 wins and gets to a bowl game, he ought to keep his job.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With the schedule they're playing.
But I just don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
And so now what you've done is you've gone, okay, we've got the basketball guy. We went and paid whatever we had to do to get him.
Yeah.
And then we took all this money and put it in NIL for the basketball team. And I'm going to tell you, you can say what – and somebody was going to do this eventually. Arkansas was the first.
Right.
So, we are first in something.
Right.
We're the first to go buy a basketball team to play. And that's essentially what we did.
Yeah, you're right.
But somebody was going to do that the way it was.
That's exactly right.
And so now
you might as well get the guy who knows how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. He's been doing it before it was legal.
That's exactly right.
But now the next question is, we go through next football season, things happen the way we think they're going to be. Pittman's gone. What are you going to do now? Are you going to pay a coach $10 million to come?
Because I don't think they can.
Well, Tyson and Walmart can pay them whatever they want. That's just what it is. If you can get them to do it,
right?
That's what happened with the basketball. Johnny Tyson said, "Hey, go get Calipari."
Right.
And they did.
Right.
I think we've already proven with our last hire, Pittman, we can't get a coach.
Yeah.
I don't think they hired Pittman because that's who they wanted. I think they hired Pittman because that's who they could get.
Right.
Which is there's a lot of difference in that.
Yeah.
So I think when you, if everything's even, and I'm not talking, except, you're not going to pull, these bright young coaches away from Florida State or we couldn't even get what's the guy's name from Ole Miss?
You're talking about Kiffin?
Yeah, Kiffin.
Get him interested?
No, we couldn't even get him interested. And we would, everybody in Arkansas is going to think that we got a lot better job than Ole Miss. And I will tell you this: I know we got a lot better facilities than
right.
Ole Miss.
Right.
And he still chose to stay there.
Right.
So something, you're going to have to pay above market price for somebody, and then you're going to have to promise them they're going to have enough NIL money to go buy a team.
Yeah.
That's what's going to have to happen. Now, they may not do that, and they may just be happy with basketball, like you said, and forget football. Hard for me to imagine, but that may be possible.
Right.
I think that what's going to happen with this is not going to be good for college football.
Oh, it's definitely not.
No.
And especially my brand. I mean, the questions I have, the concerns I have is, let's say you get your 32, 40, or 48, and then is there just one level after that? Is there two levels after that? Is there a level that are paying players but not all in like those first 40 schools are? And then there's a level that go back to, well, you know what? We're not going to pay players. You can pay for an education. And you and I have talked about this before. Marshall makes, depending on the season, I mean, they go to Ohio State and to Virginia Tech this year. They'll make $6 million of their $36 million athletic budget playing two football games.
Mm-hmm.
Are those football games even going to still be out there? Is anybody going to want to play Marshall? Because... Well, And is Marshall just going to be cannon fodder because they got kids making $500,000 a year, and Marshall have kids that are playing because right. they love football and for an education, and they love Marshall University.
Right.
So I got a lot of concerns about it.
Well, and I think that's one of the biggest problems is, and the thing about it is, as in lots of other cases in this country, the rich are going to get richer, the poor are going to get poor.
Right.
The middle class is going to cease to exist.
Right.
There's going to be even a bigger separation because I can see, like right now, and I'm going to use Marshall for an example. You want to watch Marshall, you can watch just about anything they have.
Yeah. ESPN Plus.
Yeah. If you get ESPN Plus, you pay $100 a year, whatever. You can watch just about every game they have, girls softball, soccer, basketball, football. You can watch all that. I can see that going away.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be worth it to the schools to pay it.
Right.
When they've got this, they go show these other 40 games.
Right.
Or 20 games every week.
Right.
And they don't have to show every little Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes along.
That's exactly right.
And so that's going to be another blow to schools like Marshall.
Yeah.
Possibly Arkansas, too. I think that they're going to lose television revenue. And so that's one of the things that's going to be – you're thinking something, so.
Well, I'm thinking that even if Arkansas is just out of that big boy football, they're going to be in a league where they're going to be able to somewhat pay players and they've got a lot more resources than Marshall is. I don't know what their total athletic budget is, but – But I can't help but think, and I've not heard anybody talk about it yet, but I can't help but think there's going to be three divisions of Division I football.
Well, and I don't disagree with you at all, but I do think that the difference between that first 32 or 48 mm-hmm. and the next is going to be tremendous.
Oh, yeah.
So what Arkansas has been reaping from the SEC and all these television contracts that they've had and all that stuff will end. Now, how do you keep up those facilities up there with lesser revenue?
Right.
And then once that starts dropping down, then it's kind of a downward tumble, I think.
Well, and how much does it affect your other sports?
Yeah.
Your non-revenue sports. You know, yeah. Arkansas has some of the best non-revenue sports programs in America.
Yeah.
I mean, they win more SEC titles than anybody in the SEC if you include everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're indoor track, baseball, all that stuff. They're very good. Softball. I mean, and those are the kind of sports, although it's probably pretty lucrative at Arkansas, at many colleges, even baseball is not a revenue sport.
No.
So.
And it is pretty lucrative, but probably only breaks even.
Right.
Even at that, because right. you got 10,000 people there.
Right.
But you know, speaking of that, the track teams, the men's and women's track teams, just won the national championship.
Yeah.
Barely even knew it. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but I'm not sure the people, I think there's two reasons they don't know it. One, it's old hat, because they do it all the time. But two, we need to pay more attention to stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, moving forward with this, I think there's something that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And I think it's going to be detrimental to college football for most schools.
Yeah.
Now, for whatever schools get in that big pie, it's going to be great for them.
Right.
Yeah. But the rest of them, it's going to hurt them.
You just wonder, however it ends up meeting, are they just going to schedule amongst themselves, or are they going to go out and still get games?
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, when you look at the SEC, what they've done, you know, they wanted to move to a 9-game schedule,
right.
which only gives you 3 games,
right.
and they want you to play one of the top teams. You know, they've got certain standards for one of those games anyway. So now you're just down to, you know, okay, you want to play Marshall, who might beat you, or you want to play UAPB,
right?
You know, which is Arkansas is playing UAPB this year,
right?
And if you're going to give them, you have to give Marshall $1 million, you probably give UAPB $600,000,
right?
And it stays in the state, and I kind of understand that, but
make a good argument for playing UAPB and Arkansas State and those schools if you've got to play 2 or 3 lower schools.
Yeah, but as they, you know, if they do that, and they may have like kind of like a preseason.
Right.
You know, then they get into the season and they play. You know, if you've got 32 teams, that's going to be 4 8s. So you got 4 8s, you got 8 games you play. So that'll give you 4 games.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know for sure. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with it. And, I think that it's just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, it is interesting. But it's also a little depressing, because it's not going to change for the better. It's going to change, and it's not going to change for the better. It's just to what extent.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else today, Tony?
No, but I think we've covered what we meant to cover.
All right. Well, that's it for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We'll be back in a couple of weeks with another summer episode of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Try to have Jeff Tuttle and Tyler back with us then, so maybe they can talk about some of the things they want to talk about, and we'll just listen to them. But anyway,
Tyler's going to want to talk hockey. It'll be over by the next time we
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.